Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Knicks are looking to close out the Sixers tonight in Game 5. But unfortunately for the Knicks, they're dealing with a number of injuries to key players, and they need everybody available if they're going to be able to defeat the Philadelphia 76ers. However, the Knicks have adopted this next man up mentality, and because of that, no matter who steps on the floor, they're able to have an impact and they know their role. But OG Anunoby, he's gone above and beyond that, because according to Josh Hart from the Knicks, he stated and revealed that OG Anunoby, after all of the players went down, actually asked to be able to defend Joel Embiid. And he wanted to be able to stop him. And he stopped him, especially in that second half of Game 4. We're going to break down OG Anunoby's request, his impact on Joel Embiid, and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on, so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby asked for the Joel Embiid defensive assignment. There are not many players in the NBA today that would see Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP of the league, on the floor, injured or not, and say, you know what? That's a defensive assignment that I want tonight. That's why I want to guard. Because let's face it, when you guard Joel Embiid, he's a foul merchant. He's likely going to get you into foul trouble. He's going to frustrate you. You're going to be on the bench. Your impact is going to be a little bit more limited because you're guarding Joel Embiid. But you see, OG Anunoby, he's not built the same way. He's built different. He doesn't care about any of those things. All he cares about is winning. And if he can help the team win just by guarding Joel Embiid for a couple of possessions, he's going to do that. And when he did that against Joel Embiid, not only did he have an impact, he had a major impact. He was effective. Joel Embiid couldn't do anything against OG Anunoby. And you gotta figure, given the size difference, OG Anunoby should not have had a chance against Embiid. Embiid should have abused Anunoby, but he couldn't do that. Maybe it was due to the injury, but either way, Embiid was held down because of OG. OG requested this defensive assignment. Nobody else would have done this, but OG Anunoby, he wanted to do it. He wants to help this Knicks team. He wants to win. He's a high-level competitor, and he wants this Knicks team to go to the second round by any means necessary. If that means him guarding the MVP of the league, he's going to do it. Shout out to Ian Bagley for giving us the following information about OG Anunoby. This is what Josh Hart stated about OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa defending Joel Embiid. I don't think you give them enough credit, honestly. They played tough. OG was like, I want that matchup. And he did a good job on Joel Embiid. And then when we switched and Precious got on him, he did a great job. Shout out to the account NixMuse on the app X for giving us the following information. Joel Embiid shot 0 of 5 from the field when his primary defender was OG Anunoby, and he had his shot blocked twice. OG Anunoby is a real one. He held the reigning MVP of the league, injured or not, to 0 of 5 from the field. Let's remember, Embiid, only a few games ago, dropped 50 on the Knicks, dropped 50 on our heads. We can't forget that. If he's capable of that, and OG Anunoby prevented him from getting going, we have to give credit where credit is due. OG Anunoby requested the assignment. He was up for the challenge. He took the challenge and he stopped Embiid. He held Embiid in check. How many players can say they did that about Joel Embiid? How many players that are 6'7 can say they did that for Joel Embiid? I don't think many in the NBA can, but OG Anunoby, he can put that on his resume. He already has an outstanding resume to begin with, but adding to the fact that he can stop the MVP of the league, that's going to go a long way for the Knicks himself, and also that potential contract he's going to get from the Knicks this offseason, because I've said it a number of times. If you perform and you show out in the postseason, it's going to go a long way in terms of the value and the money you get this offseason. That goes for iHeart, and that certainly goes for OG Anunoby. Anunoby knows that. He needs to have an impact. He wasn't able to have that major impact in the regular season due to the elbow injury. But now in the postseason, he's ready. He's available, and he wants to take on all comers, take on all challenges. That includes Joel Embiid, and it doesn't matter who the Knicks have available. Right now, the Knicks are dealing with a number of injuries to their key players, and it doesn't matter for OG because he realizes that the Knicks need somebody to step up and be able to take that defensive assignment, because other players on the team may not be able to do that, either because of their size, what they mean for the team on offense, or whatever the case may be. OG is smart enough to recognize that. He's smart enough to know who's injured and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to make the sacrifice. I love OG Anunoby for this. I'm sure a lot of New York Knicks fans love him for this reason as well, too. He is not only a tough defender, but we can clearly see here, he is not scared of anybody. No matter who you are, what your resume is, what accolades you have, it doesn't matter to OG. All you are is a challenge. And given what he's done, it's a challenge that he's dominated. And he's going to...
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Continue to dominate it in Game 5, and we are definitely going to need him to do that. Because according to NBA insider Ian Begley, he also gives us the following information about the Knicks and their injury report moving into Game 5. According to Begley, the Knicks are listing Mitchell Robinson, left ankle, as questionable, Jalen Brunson as probable with that right knee contusion, and Bojan Bogdanovic as out with that foot contusion for Game 5. That's per the NBA injury report that was released yesterday afternoon. One of the more important ones that showed up, even though he's probable on the injury report, is Jalen Brunson with that knee contusion. Now, we all saw it. He did bang knees with Kyle Lowry to end that third quarter of Game 4. Even though he was cooking them, he did return and he still had a phenomenal game. But we knew something was going on with that knee. In the post-game press conference after Game 4, they asked him about that knee and he answered, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm good to go. So even though he's probable and listed on the injury report, I absolutely think he's going to play. There is no reason in my mind to think that Jalen Brunson is not going to play the closeout game at Madison Square Garden. He is going to be available. He is going to suit up, and he is going to be impactful once again for this team in game five. So I wouldn't worry about Brunson, but I just had to address it because we saw a knee contusion there, and I know a lot of people may not have understood why he may have been listed on the injury report. So I just wanted to address that really quickly. As the report also listed, though, Mitchell Robinson is listed as questionable with that left ankle injury, and Bojan Bogdanović is out with that foot contusion. It's unfortunate because I would love to have Bogey on the bench. I love his scoring and what he brings off of there, but if the Knicks can win game five, close out the Sixers, and give him a couple of extra days of rest, I'm okay with it. Same thing actually goes for Mitchell Robinson. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't like Mitch back. I would love Mitch back. Having Mitchell Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein, and also Precious Achiuwa available and being able to throw them at Joel Embiid would be crucial. However, we saw in game four, we are good with iHeart, Precious Achiuwa, and OG Anunoby being the primary defenders on Joel Embiid. If that's the case, I would rather do that again, bother Joel Embiid with that again, and hopefully allow Mitchell Robinson more time to recover as well, too. We're going to need everybody fully healthy to be able to beat either the Indiana Pacers or the Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, it's looking like it's going to be the Pacers, but you never know. Anything could happen. I am hoping and praying that that series goes a couple more games because that would give the Knicks a couple of extra days to rest, recover, and get their roster fully healthy. That's what we need moving forward in this postseason, a fully healthy roster. If we have that with this Knicks team and Jalen Brunson playing the way he has been, we are going to go very far in this postseason. We're going to make a lot of people surprised. The Knicks fan base, we're not surprised. We believe in this team. We know this team can go far. But I'm speaking about everybody else, all the doubters, everybody who's counted the Knicks out all season long, all postseason long, everybody who's saying, oh, it's just the first round that everybody had the Knicks losing, that first round, yeah, I'm talking about that. And in the second round, look who we could be facing, either a hobbled Bucks team or an Indiana Pacers team that does not play defense. You're worried about them? Because I'm not. This Sixers team pushed the Knicks in ways that I don't think the Bucks or Indiana are going to be able to do. And because of that, the Knicks are going to come out of this series an even better team than they were before they entered it. That is a scary thought. That means going into the second round of the postseason, they're going to be even more locked in, even more focused, even more ready to make sure they prove a point and make a statement in the second round and make sure everybody knows that last year is not going to repeat itself again this year. We are not going home in that second round. Our goal is the Eastern Conference Finals. And once we get there, anything can happen. And if we win that and go to the NBA Finals, not only will New York go crazy, you might see New York go crazy all the way up until the NBA Finals. We may never stop partying. That's how crazy and how monumental a moment that would be. But I'm not racing there. I'm not rushing there. Game five is tonight. And Philly, closeout games are very hard. But you're in our house now. It felt like you were in our house in game four anyways, but now you're really in our house. You're in the Garden, the Mecca. You're not coming out of here. You're not winning this game. Because even though we don't have some of our key players due to injury, we still have OG Anunoby. And we still know that when OG is the primary defender on Embiid, he shuts him down. 0-for-5. I might get that framed. After this series, I might need to get it framed because OG's impact will definitely be felt. Knicks in five. Sixers are going home tonight. Knicks are winning this closeout game. New York, stand up. We're here. But what about you guys? What do you think about OG Anunoby actually requesting to be the defender on Joel Embiid? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.